Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Life Ministries. This is your host, Dr. Lila Robinson, and Arise for Life has changed over to the Spirit Life Ministries Broadcasting Network, and we're excited about our new Thursday program here at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to be talking about, you know, Arise for Life is our spiritual, physical, emotional, and relational fitness program that we have put together here at Spirit Life Network to hopefully, you know, get together with other people throughout the world that are struggling with various issues in their life. And that includes things that have to do with, you know, their weight as well as, you know, their emotional battles that they're going through, relationships, you know, that they may be going through, just various different things that, you know, we all experience, you know. And I think that's something that is so important that we deal with, especially in the body of Christ. We don't get enough time to really talk about obesity, tiredness, weariness, insomnia, fat belly syndrome, you know. So, you know, and this is about, you know, being Christians, and we don't know where to turn for help sometimes, you know, especially when we're talking about something like obesity or overweight or emotional overeating or working out or losing some of that belly fat. Or maybe we're having some, you know, some burdens on our, you know, shoulders that are emotional and that have to deal with relationships or maybe mental and maybe even possibly spiritual as well. Well, Arise for Life, Move Your Body Reboot Program is here. This is about losing weight with God's help, and this is not just about losing weight physically. I want to make that, you know, clear. This is not just about losing weight physically, because a lot of times when we are focused only on the physical, if we find that we struggle a lot more than if we're you know, really focused on the overall wellness of our whole body. And God is concerned with our whole body, not just with our physical aspect and the appearance, the outward appearance of our life. And so many of us have been struggling with, you know, the transformation with our body, our mind, and our spirit, you know, daily as we try to lose the baggage in our life that has hindered us from losing weight and feeling spiritually, emotionally, and relationally strong. And this is something I want to, you know, just kind of throw in there for you. The scripture that we're going to base this foundation on to help motivate you and encourage you, and it's sort of a meditation scripture that you can kind of, you know, it's a real easy scripture. A lot of us have heard it. You know, we hear it from the pulpit. We hear it from our brothers and sisters in Christ. But I really want you to really take time to really meditate on this scripture this week and really write down what it means, you know, to you. And the scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, if I can do things, all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? And this is essential that we understand that, because if we know that, then we're able to really, 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 you know, deal with that. You know, and that's so important, okay? That's so important, okay? That's something that we really is need to really think about in all aspects of our life, because we don't think about that. We don't think about, you know, what that scripture really means to all of us. And I'm going to be straight and honest with you. You know, I've been battling, you know, some things lately, you know, and especially, you know, in the weight loss area, you know, and I've been struggling with that. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what am I doing differently now than I was before? And I started looking at all the physical things, such as, you know, where am I eating at? You know, my weight is heavier. You know, I was looking at my face and I'm like, oh my God, you know, my face is, you know, getting fatter. And, you know, and I was looking at my waistline and I was like, you know, there are pants that I couldn't fit before that now fit me snugly. And I was like ready to scream, you know. But the reality of it is this. I kept on battling with it, and I couldn't stop eating. I couldn't do it. I mean, I was really, really struggling with that issue. And I was like, what is the problem, girl? You've got to get yourself together, you know. And you guys know I'm the author of Diary of a Coffeeholic, and I've been dealing with this battle for quite some time. And so I had to ask myself that question. I was like, girl, what is going on with you? And so when I realized, that my battle was not just physical, that it is, and in all battles, are spiritual, you know, and I had to really think about that. We don't think about that, you know, and this is why we talk about Arise for Life, move your body, you know, and move your mind, because this is something that's so essential, because we tend to think of our weight loss program only as a physical condition that needs to be dealt with, you know, from a, you know, a weight perspective. You know, we look at our waistlines, you know, our bust of chest line, you know, our thighs, you know, and some of us a little heavy down below, you know, and we're focused on that. And then we find out that we're not losing the weight the way that we need to. Well, let me awaken you to some things. Transformation begins inwardly, okay? We all know that when we come to salvation, you know, we come to Christ, it's not an outward thing that we do. It's an inward thing we do. So when we're battling our weight and we're trying to figure out, you know, there's a time of day that I just, you know, I say to myself, I'm not going to eat lunch. And I tell you what, there I am with this burger in my mouth and there's a Coke there and I've got the little fries or the little onion rings. And I'm just like, you know, and as I'm eating it, and I know many of you have struggled with this, as I'm eating it, I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling condemned. I'm feeling bad about myself. I'm feeling like, oh my God, I have failed again. You know, and we have to remember that, you know, there's a spirit of condemnation, you know, for those who are in the body of Christ, you know, and we don't think about it. We don't think about it. The enemy is all about that. Okay. And we don't think of it as a spiritual and physical battle in our lives. We don't. We really don't. When we're talking about our weight loss, we're just thinking of the outward appearance. We're thinking about how many pounds and inches we need to lose right now, you know. But one of the things that I realized is that, you know, Romans 8:1 plays so much in this, okay? The Spirit will deliver us from the power of the flesh, okay? It's there. It's right there in Romans chapter 8. And he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And what happens is that a lot of times we are walking according to the what? The flesh. Come on, y'all. We're walking according to the flesh. And so when we're submitting to that, we're actually saying that, you know, the Holy Spirit in which we house within ourselves is not important enough, you know, and as we are eating, as we are putting that burger or that, you know, whatever it is that we're eating at that moment in our mouth, okay, we are saying to ourselves that we are condemning ourselves. And I'm just sitting here telling you the truth. You know, I sat there and tried to figure out what is the deal with me and this food issue, you know, because I've never really been a big food issue. I've never really had a weight problem ever. And all of a sudden now in my life, I have this weight issue, a big one, you know, and I don't like it. I'm sorry. I just don't like it, you know. But I found myself, I said, you know, I'm going to lose this weight. You know, and I looked up all these programs, and I found that I was not able to not. It wasn't the program's fault. Okay, let me just clear that up. It's not none of the program's fault, because there are many programs out there that work very well. You know, it's not the program, especially for believers. Okay, it is not the program's fault. Okay, it is a spiritual battle. Okay, think about how you feel when you eat. And you know that you're not eating for life, but you're just eating. You're not hungry. You just want something to snack on, or you want something tasty in your mouth. You need to grab a hold of something. So you have to ask yourself, what is it that I'm wanting to satisfy in my life? You know. And so, again, we go back to Romans 8:1, and it talks about, you know, our flesh. You know, it goes right back there. You know, it talks about, you know, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay. And so when we think about, you know, when we're wanting to eat, okay, there's now no condemnation. Think about that. There's now, therefore, now no condemnation. But when we're eating and we know that we need to cut down, you know, we know that we're on that, you know, some of us are at that obesity line when we talk about our BMI, which is our body mass index. And some of us are at that 30-pound range, at that 30 mass, you know, in a BMI. And that's like right over at the obesity, you know, lane over there. And some of us, you know, like myself, have always said I would never be in double digits. And here I am in double digits. And not that I put down the double digit girl, because there's some that can rock that. You know, I'm not one of those because I'm very short. So rocking a, you know, double digit is not cool. Okay. But I want you to realize that, you know, and I know for myself that when I'm eating, you know, I feel that condemnation. Okay. But if I'm a child of God, it says, therefore, now there's no condemnation. So that told me right then and there that my battle was not, it was not just my, you know, weight loss that I was battling, okay? It wasn't the weight loss program that I'm battling. It was a spiritual, it was and is a spiritual battle. Because, see, the enemy comes to do what? John 10:10, we all know it. You know, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, one of the ways that he can kill and destroy you is through eating. Okay, because one of the things I realized, I began writing these things down. I wrote down, you know, everything that I was feeling, okay, during the process of the day. And I found during those certain times of the day that I was eating more than when I should. You know, I wasn't eating to be, I wasn't hungry. I wasn't, you know, fulfilling, you know, the natural, you know, appetite for, you know, hunger. I was overeating. Okay, so one of the things I realized is that, you know, the Spirit delivers us from the power of the flesh. And so because God is not into the condemnation business, that told me that there's something wrong with this. Because if I'm eating this and I feel condemned and I feel bad and I feel guilty, that this is not just a physical battle. And I think that's where a lot of us fall in our, you know, weight loss programs. We're not dealing with the spiritual aspect of it. We're not dealing with the emotional aspect or the relationship aspect of it at all. We're just looking at the outward appearance, you know. So one of the things I want you guys to really think about is, what are you doing? Why are you eating? Okay, why are you eating? You know, and when you look at that, you know, you have to say to yourself, okay, I know now that I'm eating simply because I am, you know, I just want something to put in my mouth. You know, I go by that restaurant over and over and it smelled good. And today it just caught my flesh and I ran over there and got this, you know, huge meal and I'm sitting there feeling condemned. Well, you know, one of the things that we can stand on, you know, is, you know, another very familiar scripture, okay, very familiar. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So in our, you know, search for, you know, wellness, okay, because it's not just weight loss, because we can lose weight and still be an emotional and spiritual wreck. And that does our body no good because now we're, you know, emotionally and, you know, relational and, you know, spiritually drained. Okay, so now we're tired in those areas. We look good, but, you know, we're just drained out. So one of the things that I learned is that, you know, being trapped by obesity means that, you know, there's tiredness, there's insomnia, okay? Then we have the fat belly syndrome, which actually, you'll start to feel some numbness, you know, in your arms and, you know, you'll start to feel those extra aches in your body, you know, and there's always going to be a reason why you don't need to exercise, okay? There's always going to be something that comes up, a phone call, there's always going to be a paper that's due, there's always going to be someone that, you know, needs you at that point, somebody's calling your name, right when you're getting ready to exercise. So what I've come up with is a backup exercise schedule. I've had to have backup on top of backup simply so that I do not, you know, step away from my workout plan. So if something does come up, I can actually, you know, say, okay, well, I'll be able to work out at my next scheduled workout time. Now, if I have missed two of those workout times during the day, I will not miss that third one, okay? So that means I don't answer phones. That means I don't get on the computer. That means I don't watch a movie. That means I get up and I go and move my body to go work out. Now, one of the things that I've incorporated with that, you know, moving my body thing is that I have also learned to really work out with, you know, with meditation. And the meditation process of that, it deals with scripture. And those scriptures are the ones that I'm telling you right now, which is, you know, the first one is Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And then it goes down into 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. He has made you free from sin and death. You know, we don't think about overeating as a sin. We don't think about that leading us to our death. But if we look at all of the statistics that we see every day popping up on all these stations and on our, you know, internet, you know, obesity, being overweight, is very deadly. Okay, it is deadly. If you find that you have a little bit of extra body fat that you, you know, especially the belly area, you're looking at, you know, having some issues with heart, with your heart condition. You know, because your body is having to work overtime, you know, to, you know, accommodate, you know, the extra weight and the extra pounds that you're actually having to put on. I know personally that I found myself more tired. I found myself more sickly. I found myself, you know, depressed sometimes, condemned. You know, I was not able to really deal with situations simply because I was just like, I'm just too tired to deal with anything. You know, I was too tired to even, you know, to really get on and do anything, even in the ministry, simply because, you know, I kept looking and I was so focused on my body and not on the spiritual battle that was going on. And so we in the body of Christ tend to not think of certain things as sin and death. We don't think of them as, you know, something that's critical to our spiritual walk. You know, we don't think about, you know, some of these things that, you know, such as weight loss, you know, tiredness, insomnia, as a spiritual battle. Think about the things that you cannot do and who you cannot minister to when you are ill. And that's the bottom line. You're sick if you're overweight. And I had to realize that, you know, and I hated to admit that. You know, I saw that my asthma was getting really out of control. I was having, you know, problems with, you know, pain in my, you know, left arm and numbness there, you know, and I found out that, you know, I was sleeping more than I needed to. You know, I'd sleep during the day and be up all night long, you know, and I found that, you know, that was not good because, you know, I was actually, you know, overcompensating on my sleeping, and then I was just too tired to really engage in anything. I mean, really, you know, I really just couldn't. But when I was up, you know, I would get up and I would, you know, get things going, and then I would immediately look for some type of satisfaction, and that was that food. You know, I would go for that food and say, okay, this is what I want to eat, you know, and I would prepare this meal, and it's fine if I would just eat that meal and be satisfied. But then, you know, once I ate that meal, then and even though I am not hungry for a second helping, it just tasted so good that I wanted to eat it again. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt that? And this could be something that's in your physical body. And maybe you're in shape. Maybe you're saying, this has nothing to do with me. I move my body. I'm in the gym all the time. How are you spiritually? Are you spiritually tired and weary? Do you feel burdened down, tired? Wanting to, you know, irritable, that's a great one. These are things that are spiritual attacks. We don't think of these things. And we say to ourselves, you know, I can't engage today. I'm going into the service or into Bible study, and I'm going to pretend like I'm not there. I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm just going to sit there. I'm going to try to disappear into the atmosphere. And a lot of us do that. A lot of us are tired, and we're dragging this, you know, physical, emotional, and spiritual weight around. And this is why it is so important that we begin to move our body, okay? That's our spiritual and our physical body, okay? And that means that, you know, there's more to weight loss than just the body fat that we lose. But it's also, you know, gaining that, you know, connection back with God. Because when we sin, we don't realize that we are separated from God at that point, okay? Even though God is still there and he still loves us and he's still walking with us and God can cares about our entire being. So if any aspect of our life, sin is present, and that includes overeating, okay, eating more than we need to maintain our health and our fitness and our wellness, for nutritional reasons, then we are in sin. And we don't want to believe that. We look at sin as, someone who committed a crime, or, you know, something, you know, someone has, you know, hurt somebody, or there are so many different types of sin. Weariness is a sin. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. And we don't want to think about that. All battles within this world is a spiritual battle. And we don't want to believe that, but it really is a spiritual battle, especially for those of us who are in the kingdom of God. Every aspect of your life has to do with a spiritual battle. That's why Paul, you know, wanted us to know. He said, you know, we don't wrestle against, you know, flesh and blood. There's no way. There's a bigger work in process, and that is that spiritual battle, even in your weight loss. That's right. Even in your weight loss, there's a spiritual battle going on. And we have to take that seriously. God cares about every aspect of our life. Okay, so some of the things I kind of want to go over there with you is I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that we can do to begin to work that process out in our lives, okay? And there's a lot of things that we can do, and most importantly, okay, is admitting, okay? And I know that sounds so weird, that really does for a lot of us, but you know what? The first step that we have to do is repent. Okay, we really need that repentance. And I know that's like, why do I need to repent for eating? Because, you know, we're not taking into consideration that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the temple of the Holy Spirit that we are in charge of, God has put that spirit in us, and we are responsible for that spirit. And of course, the Holy Spirit and Christ, you know, works with us in all aspects. And it shares with us, and it helps us to, you know, to get, you know, restored. It helps us in discipline. It helps us in, you know, holiness and righteousness. It helps us in all of those areas, okay? But at the same time, there's some responsibilities that we have to do. We have to do. And we don't want to do those. But God calls us to, you know, repentance, you know? And this is where I had to realize, I said, you know, wait a minute. I have to repent for this, you know, because this is something that I said to God, you know, that, you know, Lord, you know, this is not, you know, as important to me, as to you, as, as it should be, okay, as it should be. It's so essential. It's important. You know, and I don't take it, you know, lightly anymore, you know, because I realize that it's important for me, okay? And one of the things, you know, about, you know, reaching our potential, okay, is our mindset. How is your mind, okay? And that's why repentance needs to come. You know, your mind and heart have to be ready, okay, to take that. Because some people can tell you you're overweight, or they can tell you that you're spiritually not healthy, you know, and you'll just get so mad, okay? You'll get so mad. You really will. You'll get so mad. But the reality of it is that, you know, you are responsible for that. That's your thing. You know, it's your thing. You know, and you have to realize that, you know, it's up to you to make that commitment to God. You know, it really is. You know, and we have to realize that we are responsible for being healthy to the Lord. Okay? Because we house that Holy Spirit. We house that. Okay, so we have to come into, you know, repentance, you know, we have to have that mind of repentance, that heart of repentance, okay, and so one of the things that I love about, and this is in the book of Hosea, okay, chapter 14, and it says, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity, take with you words and turn to the Lord, okay, say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, so we will render the account of our lips, okay. And the reason why I love this is because this is where we acknowledge, okay, that we need God, that we are dependent upon him for every aspect of our life, okay, every aspect, okay. We are, you know, through our obesity in our spiritual, physical, and emotional life, you know, we have fallen, okay. But God still opens the door for repentance and for us to be restored unto him, okay? God wants more than just our meaningless words, okay? He wants us to have that true affection for him from the heart, okay? He wants that word of praise, you know, that comes not from just our mouths, but also within our hearts and within how our bodies are and how we eat and how we walk in every aspect. And we don't think about that. We only think about, okay, how many miles do I need to run? You know, how many calories do I need to eat? You know, well, how much of the nutrition are you getting yourself spiritually? Okay, because you can't have one without the other. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay, there are a lot of people that are, you know, you look at them and they are so physically fit and they are such a spiritual wreck. Okay, so that's why, you know, I want to be focused on in a Rise for Life and not just, you know, the physical battle, you know, but also the emotional and spiritual battle. Okay, there's so much more to what you need to be doing. You know, there's that repentance that we need because we need to come and we need to say, Lord, you know, I am so sorry because I have not nourished my body and taken care of the body, the temple that you have given me, okay? I repent, Lord, for only thinking that fitness is only about my physical health and wellness, okay? It's about my spiritual wellness, okay? And Lord, help me to nourish my soul, to strengthen the core of my faith, and build the muscles in my spiritual walk, along with intensifying the core of my physical being in my which is in the body, and that's where your stomach is, right where your navel is. That is your core. And I want you to think of that area as every day that you work that out, okay? Or every day that you work in this area out, and this is what I've learned to do, okay? I'm not just working out the belly fat, okay? I'm working out the core of my faith. So every time I get on that floor and every time I do that sit-up, you know, and even though that crunch is really, really hard, okay, but I tell myself this is how the walk in Christ is, strengthening the core of my faith. Every time I pull my body up and I crunch those muscles, I'm strengthening the core of my faith. And every time I go on that walk, you know, that power walk is I'm building up the muscles in my spiritual walk. Even though I'm feeling tired, I'm like, oh, and I'm saying, you know, you got to push through because this is the spiritual walk of it. You know, once you get past that physical and you're like, okay, I'm tired, now you got to push through for that spiritual walk. You got to get down in there and do those sit-ups to strengthen the core of your faith. You want to make sure that when you're nourishing your body that you're eating healthy physically with all God's nutrients. They call them micronutrients and macronutrients. And that's all the fruits and vegetables that you're putting in your body. And you want to think of those as, you know, as scripture. So when you're eating that watermelon in that salad or you're drinking those juices that, you know, they have those reboot juices now. You know, so when you're drinking those juices, you're saying you're not only nourishing, you know, your physical body, but you're going to nourish, you know, your spiritual body. So what I've learned to do is that while I'm drinking my juice and eating my vegetables, you know, I'm saying to myself, I'm reading my scriptures or I'm going through a meditation. You know, I have one of those meditation things where it has a little visual videotape, and I'm able to nourish my soul and listen to the word of God as I'm eating, you know, my salad or, you know, something like that. So I don't look at it as, oh, it's this diet I'm being denied the good stuff. You know, I'm saying to myself, I'm nourishing my soul because what we consider the good stuff usually comes from the world. And when we eat a lot of things from the world, what happens is our body crashes and burns, our spirit crashes and burns, and our faith definitely goes out the door. So I've learned to do that. You know, so every portion of the principles here are biblical. You have your spiritual warfare. You need to have the devotions, the study guides, the weekly meditations to help you get into the best spiritual, physical, and emotional shape ever, okay? There's nothing more important than developing your spiritual health, physical wellness, and overall emotional, relational, and physical spiritual walk, okay? This is so essential to those of us who are walking in Christ. So essential, okay? Now, this is where it really gets tough, okay? I want you to stretch your body out right now, okay? Roll those shoulders back. Y'all know how to do it. Put those, you know, put that back up. You know, make sure that, you know, your spinal cord is, you know, right there and you got your feet on the floor. And I want you to just, you know, kind of, you know, make sure that your foot is, you know, lined up with your shoulder. You know, and I want you to pull that back. You know, I want you to straighten up that back and roll your shoulders back so that everything's lined up, okay? I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe it out slowly, and I want you to listen clearly to what I'm saying. Do not jump forward. Yes, that's right. We want to believe that we are so disciplined in every area of our life. Once we got, you know, 2 or 3 days of reading our Bible in, we feel like we know the whole Word of God. We feel like if we've done a couple of crunches in our body and we've done it for, you know, 7 days, maybe 10, you might have even done it for 30 days. Oh, time for me to jump to advanced, you know, programming. You know, now I'm going to get out there and I'm going to start running. Haven't even started walking. Okay? We want to, you know, skip through Genesis and go right on down to Revelation, okay? We have to stop, read, and devote and spend more time with Christ. We have to stop and see what we're doing with our lives. How are you thinking? What's going on right there at that moment? Stop. Think before you eat. See, a lot of times we don't think about that. We just go to the drive-thru with the whole idea of what we already want, okay? What we already want. And that's why it's so important that we transform our minds. And I'm laughing because I'm not laughing at anybody there. I'm laughing at myself because this is so me. You know, I get there and I already have this free, you know, thing, this, you know, idea and thought in my mind already on Thursday and probably on Wednesday. You know, and I'm saying to myself, you know, when Friday gets here, it's the day that, you know, my family and I are pretty much out all day long ministering and doing those things, you know, out there. And one of the things I find myself doing is planning my meal for Friday by Wednesday, okay? I already know what I'm going to eat, okay? But one of the things that I have to do is stop and think about that. You know, I have to stop, okay? And I have to say to myself, okay, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that I present my body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service, okay? That's Romans chapter 12, okay, verse 1, okay? I want you to think about that. And then I have to say, once that thought comes in, and then it says, the Spirit says, remember, do not be conformed to this world or be conformed to this flesh, to this desire that is driving you right now to plan your meal, okay? Do not jump forward, okay? But rather change your mind. Transform your mind. Transform. You're going to be transformed by the way you think, okay? It says transform by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And the perfect will of God is that I present my body as a living sacrifice. I'm not saying that I can't have a burger. What I'm saying is, how do I do that burger? Okay? That's what I'm saying. How do you do the burger? Okay? You have to stop and think about, do I really need to have the supersized meal? If I'm going to supersize anything, I'm going to supersize the nutritional value of the Word of God. That's what I'm going to do. So I have to ask myself, okay, am I jumping forward? Have I said to myself, oh, well, I've lost 3 pounds this week. I can get that burger and I can add a brownie and one of those little whipped creamy things on there, you know, and one of them ice cream dipped, you know, in chocolate, you know, and you have to say, stop. Don't jump forward. Don't jump forward. You've lost some weight, but there's a lot that you have to work on. You still have to work that core area of your faith. You still have to build your muscles in your spiritual walk. You got to strengthen that. You got to nourish your soul. And I have to ask myself, I have to stop and say, well, did I nourish my soul today before I nourish my body? This is what it means to not yield to the flesh, but yield to the spirit. Okay, and this is where we get so messed up, and this is even for me. I'm speaking from experience for me, is that I found that for me that I was struggling with quite a few things in that area because, you know, I was so focused on the outward appearance, and I couldn't figure out why I had such difficulty in losing weight. I've never had a problem losing weight, but then I also remember the times that I was losing weight back then, you know, it was only a couple pounds that I needed to lose, but on top of that, I wasn't walking in the Word of God either. So, you know, of course the enemy is going to make it attractive for me and make me feel as though when you was in the world, girl, you was rocking that. You know how to, you know how he talks, okay? We ain't going to even play that. This is how he is, okay? We like to think of the enemy as something with horns and all that. No. He is a seductive and lustful spirit, okay? He works on our desires. And our desires begin with our outward appearance, okay? And when we stand before that mirror every morning and we get up, there we are condemning what God has already, you know, made perfect in him, okay? And it's not to say that, you know, hey, well, I don't have to worry about my weight. Absolutely not. You do. This is what I'm saying. God cares about every aspect of your life. He cares about the whole man, okay, the whole woman, okay? He wants you to be fit and well in all areas of your life. Okay, this is why we have to be able to move our body. So again, I was talking about, you know, how we can strengthen those areas of our life. One of the things that we do when we've just created our new website, ariseforlife.org, and you can go there and you can look at some of the daily devotional warm-ups that we have. We also have the beginner, intermediate, and advanced devotionals. Okay, so read those through. And I tell everybody, even for myself, you want to look at the beginner and work your way up. You know, again, don't jump forward, okay? Some of you may be saying, oh, well, you know, I know the word of God. I'm going to go right on to the advanced devotional. You know, go back to basics. There's nothing wrong with ever, ever, ever going back to basics. Never, okay? Never, never, okay? And you want to remember that, okay? Remember that, okay? So remember, our core scripture is, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, okay? And that's what we want. We want Christ to strengthen us. He's our faith, our character, our integrity, to give us that strength to, you know, to stay with our commitment and being physically fit and eating healthy, eating God's way, okay? That we definitely want to do that, okay? So that's something that we can all work towards doing, and it's so essential that we begin to understand that, because a lot of us don't want to believe that, you know, we hear the scripture, I can do all things through Christ, okay, who strengthens me. But what are you wanting to strengthen, huh? What are you wanting to strengthen, okay? So we have to ask ourselves, do you really believe that you can do all things through Christ? Do you really believe that? Because if you do, then God says the Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness and he will sustain him on his sick bed. Okay? And he says, I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I've sinned against you. And we have to think about that. Okay? We have to think about that. You know, and I am one of those people that I will, you know, put myself on the line first. You know, because I want us to understand that it is so essential, okay, so essential that we understand who God is in every aspect of our life. There's no other way around it. You know, and for us that are in Christ, we have to understand, okay, that, you know, Christ is who he says he is, okay? That, we got to understand that, okay? We got to understand that. And many of us don't want to believe that because we're like, well, you know, I just want to lose the 30 pounds for the wedding, or I want to look good, you know, for my anniversary, or I just want to lose some weight so I look good, you know. But we have to think about the nourishment that we're putting in our body spiritually as well, okay? Some of us got some junk, okay, and we need to go on a diet from that junk. And some of that junk is gossip. Some of that junk is, you know, betrayal. Some of that junk is past issues. You know, some of those things are, you know, and many of you have heard us talk on Healing from Past Wounds workshop. And if you haven't, you can check it out on the Spirit Alive Network, and you can go there and you can find the Healing from Past Wounds workshop from previously. But we've talked about some of the past issues that can contribute to our emotional habits and emotional eating. Okay. These are ways that we try to deal with situations in our life. Okay. Okay. Really. And we have to think about it. We really do. And that's where many of us will have to say to ourselves, you know, what am I doing to myself? Why am I afflicting myself this way? Why am I afflicting myself this way? And I had to really ask myself that question, okay? Because there's some major things that are going on that I had to deal with. And so I began to eat even more and more and more. Okay, And all the weight that I had previously lost, you know, had came all back and then some, okay? And I was battling with that. I was so, you know, condemning myself so bad, you know, because I didn't realize, you know, that even my weight loss is a spiritual battle. My weight gain is a spiritual battle. Battling with the weight loss and the weight gain, it's a spiritual battle. Definitely a spiritual battle. And we have to think about that. And many of us don't. I mean, you look at it. I mean, think about it. I mean, I really want you to really think about that, you know, throughout the week before we come back next Thursday. And I hope you'll join us and you can post questions to me on my Facebook. You can also check out ariseforlife.org if you get some more information about what we're doing as far as rebooting our life. We have the book Arise for Life coming out, Reboot in 7 Days, which is a 331 program. We have a biblical life coaching program, life lessons, and the Arise blog, of course, so you want to stay tuned. And we also have the Arise for Life, you know, Facebook group so that you're able to, you know, connect with other individuals there as well. So I want you guys to do that because it's so important that we understand, you know, what it is that we're battling against. And I tell you what, we'll never truly understand it unless we really take it seriously what is going on. Because, again, we do not battle against flesh and blood, you know, and we don't think of weight loss as a spiritual battle. But let me tell you, it really is. And some of us struggle with that. Yeah, and there's some people that say, well, I didn't do any of the, you know, devotions and I lost the weight. Well, you know, I'm here to tell you, the enemy is going to give you what you want because he wants you to stay spiritually messed up. You know, so if you find and look around your life and you find a lot of things going wrong in your life or you're struggling with too many issues, you know, you can have, you know, relationship problems. You can have, you know, job problems. You can have, you know, just any problem. You can just have church problems. You know, you can have problems with your health. You know, you may be, you know, look good in a side too, but how is your health overall? You know, so these are things that we have to think about, you know, that spiritual discipline that we've been struggling with, you know, in our life. These are battles. These are spiritual battles that the enemy has used against the body of Christ, you know, and has made us blind to think that that's not a spiritual warfare. So we have to get girded up in the truth, okay, and realize that, you know, this is a spiritual battle. It's something that we got to work it out. And I want to tell you that every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that I will be here. So if you have questions that you'd like to ask or if there's something that you'd like to, you know, to point out or maybe you want to, you know, give some advice or some, you know, some questions you may want to ask or a story you want to share, you know, please give us a call, you know, here on Blog Talk Radio, 714-364-4337. Again, that number is 714-364-4337. And this is the Spirit Alive Ministries Network and Spirit Alive Network, and I'm Dr. Lila Robinson. You can find me on Facebook, and you can also post your questions there and send me a message and ask questions about weight loss or if you want to know more information about the website that we have available to help support you through your spiritual walk. Again, just hit me up on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter at Spirit Alive Net. And you can also check me out at Diary of a Coffeeholic Girl, Diary Girl, actually. Go to Twitter at Diary Girl, and she's going to be posting some stuff from our ariseforlife.org. And so you want to stay connected to that as well. But I just want to encourage you to know that, you know, God has something important for all of us to do. And one of the things that we have to realize is that, you know, all things that we walk through in life, you know, Christ cares about. He cares about your weight. He cares about the strain in your life. He cares about, you know, the emotional issues that you're dealing with. He cares about the obesity of your spirit. He cares about the obesity of your emotions, your mental issues. He cares about all of those things. So it's up to us to make that decision, you know, to realize and repent and saying, you know, Lord, forgive me for not realizing that that is a spiritual battle. Forgive me for not giving that over to you and asking you for guidance in helping me to conquer this inequity in my life. You know, it's sin, but it's also inequity because that means that we're going down a wrong path that we don't really know and understand, you know. And that's something I want, you know, us to understand, you know, in so many ways, you know, so many ways, okay? So I want you guys to understand that because, you know, we have to really realize, you know, it's important, okay? It's important. And I want you to really understand that your weight is, you know, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whatever is burdening you, okay? Whatever is burdening you is God's concern. And every one of us need to take wellness as an important aspect of our walk, okay? When we talk about inequity, we're saying, you know, we're not living, okay, the way God calls us to, okay? That means we're not being obedient to Him, okay? We need to understand that, okay? Understanding that the wrongfulness of what we're doing, because we're actually hurting what God has created, okay, which is us, okay? God created you in all His glory and in His love and His grace and His mercy, and He created you with knowledge and understanding and gifts and, you know, all of those things, you know, and we continue to injure, you know, the temple in which God has placed as us, okay? The Holy Spirit is housed in this temple. Your body is this temple. And when we do not eat God's way and we do not, you know, nourish our spirit and we do not nourish our physical body correctly, according to the Word of God, in how we eat, then we know that it's not that we're not living, of course, and we definitely need to ask God for forgiveness. And, you know, Daniel talks a lot about that, you know. And when I thought about that, I was like, you know, well, Lord, you really don't talk a lot about eating. But then when I, you know, when I talk about Daniel, many of us are familiar with the Daniel fast. It's very essential for Daniel. Daniel was very, you know, adamant about eating according to God's word. And he said, you know, try me. Let me and my friends eat the way, you know, God has told us to eat. And if we're not, you know, stronger, better, clearer, sharper, than the meat that you give these men, you know, from the king's table, from the world's table, then we will gladly take responsibility for it. But of course, God being who He is, you know, ensure that their health and their wellness glowed, their knowledge, their clarity, you know, was there. They meditated day and night in prayer. They ate according to God's word, and they arose to be the people that God, that the king, the world had to rely on for their own lives. So it is important to God what we eat, how we take care of the temple in which He has put us in charge of. So move your body. Get your body going. You know, I've learned that I am not a person that just likes, you know, those, you know, exercise videos where they tell me, okay, lift up and go right and left. You know, I'm a person, I love to dance, and so what I began doing is dancing. I like bike riding, so I started with my little, you know, tread bike, you know, and stuff, and I love my yoga, so I do my yoga 2 or 3 times a week. But for my cardio, I love dancing, you know, and doing the electric slide for those of us who are my age, you know, doing that electric slide to some upbeat music is okay. You know what I'm saying? I do some of that to some upbeat music. You know, I have my praise and worship music going, and I get that electric slide going on. It moves every aspect of my body, you know, and I'm having fun while I'm doing it, and I want to do it again the next day. I can't wait to get back over there and listen to some praise and worship, get my praise on at the same time working my body, you know, and I'm getting the word of God, you know, to, you know, and I cool down, you know, and I do my meditation with the word of God and spend that quality time. That's when I go into my sanctuary, into the temple, which God has put me in charge of, to really go out and look, you know, inward, you know, with God. And that's where I spend time with my Lord and Savior. So those are some tips I want to share with you, some ideas, you know, some thoughts about, you know, the spiritual battle that we endure, you know, physically. So I want you to get out there and move your body. I want you to think about, you know, ways that you can incorporate that. Doesn't matter what illness you may have and, you know, what limitations you have. We can all move something, you know, so even if it's, you know, moving our neck to the left and to the right every day and doing it up and down and centering, you know, if we just lift our arms, and I've learned that you know, every Friday when I go and visit my seniors, my wonderful people, you know, I get to have my workout, and I love this workout because I'm actually sitting down, and I realize that workout had me sweating, you know, so you can actually sit down and do your leg lift and have all these great little exercises that we do to keep our arms going. And as I've been talking to you, I've been doing that, and we just do them 20 times, you know, and we do our arm rolls, and we just kind of roll our arms around, like sort of like hitting a little ball. Just little stuff that you can do. So there's all kinds of ways to move your body. So I want you to get out there and move your body, but I don't want you to forget to nourish your spirit. And don't forget to exercise that core, okay? Get that core going. I want you to get out there and get that core going. Remember, three things. Nourish your soul, strengthen the core of your faith, and build muscle in your spiritual walk. All of these three things will help you to lose weight, get rid of the belly fat that's in your body, eat right with God, and still be close to your Lord and Savior. So I hope this has been beneficial. We'll be back next Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Arise for Life as we talk about, you know, dealing with our body, the spiritual health and everything. We're going to be talking about, you know, getting our bodies back into shape. And so if you want to get involved and you want to, you know, ask some questions and maybe give some advice, you know, to some of our listeners, we welcome it. So we want you guys to know that Arise for Life is about, you know, the question that we're going to be asking is, are you trapped by obesity, tiredness, insomnia, fat belly syndrome? You know, you don't know where to turn, you know, and this is what Arise for Life Move Your Body Reboot Program is about. It's not just about the physical appearance, but also about the spiritual. And this is about losing that weight with God's help, transforming your physical, emotional, and spiritual life daily as you lose the baggage, okay, that hinders you from losing weight and feeling spiritually strong. So I want you guys to remember to join me next Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to join me tomorrow on Faith Behind Bars and Beyond as we're going to be dealing with the Rise for Women. So I'm loving that. So I'm excited about that. So I'm encouraging you guys to listen in and keep us tuned up. And thank you for making us the number one online Christian radio broadcast. You know, so we're excited about that. 65,000 listeners and going strong. So we are excited about that. So you guys keep listening. And don't forget, if you have a question, hit me up on Facebook, you know, and hit us up on Facebook. We also have a Facebook page called the Spirit Alive Magazine. And we also have the magazine available. You can go to our website to, you know, hook up with the magazine or go to MagCloud and type in Spirit Alive Magazine. And you can get your copy for just $16 a year. And that also helps support the ministry. So you're tithing and you're also, you know, getting something in exchange for, you know, listening, you know, having God's word there. We have plenty of devotional testimonies. We have some wonderful testimonies in Spirit Alive Magazine. So we want you guys to get that copy and, you know, get moving. Okay. Move your body, whatever it takes. Even if you're just doing, you know, those, you know, sit down jumping jacks, do that, you know, but get your body moving, you know, put your spiritual praise and worship song on, you know, get your praise on while you're working out so that you are into your worship while you're doing your fitness, you know, and then as you're doing that, cool down with the word of God and get your word in, you know, sit down and have the word on audio and just let the word of God speak to you as you begin to cool down in the Lord. So as always here at the Spirit Alive Network, this is your host, Dr. Lila Robinson. This has been Arise for Life. Move your body. So we hope that this has been a blessing to you. So again, tune in next Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I hope that you guys will have some questions for me next week. Hit me up on Facebook, y'all. I'm there. So I'm looking forward to hearing from y'all. Talk to you guys later. And as always, from the team here at Spirit Alive Network, be ye transformed.